the president was simply articulating what we believe as a party is the best way forward and the available scenarios that would help this country move forward. The first one being the issue of a negotiated settlement. Then we have a transitional period, which transitional period is going to entail the democratization of our various institutions, the whole issue to do with humanitarian assistance, the issue to do with the national healing and reconstruction within a short period of time, possibly 12 months to about 24 months, then have free and fair elections. The second one, in our view, entails the whole thing around the coalition kind of government, but this one is not even a popular alternative, particularly in the party and in the entire country, because that would entail working together with the ZANU-PF over a period of, say, 5 years. The third one is just the non-engagement on the part of the MDC. We just let ZANU-PF continue until it collapses.
Reports from Pretoria say the MDC and ZANU-PF are on the verge of signing a deal. Is this true?
Well, that can't be true. In fact, that is a distortion of the situation as occurring on the ground. We are not in any way talking at the moment with ZANU-PF. No deal has been reached or any kind of settlement has been arrived at. We have not had any communication from ZANU-PF, and that remains the position. So that's where we are.